Well, indeed, the figure of 114 million is now public knowledge. And I think it demonstrates that Translink, as a company sponsored by the government, has put its priorities in the areas other than building up a decent intercity service between the Northwest and Belfast, with links, of course, to Dublin and onward. I have it from good authority, in fact, that they've bought more trains than they need. And, of course, that will be kept under wraps. So there needs to be direct government intervention in how TransLink operates. And quite honestly, my own opinion after long deliberation is they are not fit to run mainline services, and there should be a separate company set up between the Republic and the North to ensure Ireland has a decent network of railways for the people as they travel about.
And with this news that 114 million is going to be spent on 20 trains in Northern Ireland, but Derry's going to get nothing, the North West has been shafted here again.
Well, exactly. And as we speak, of course, the word has filtered out that the ferry service between Greencastle and McGilligan is to be suspended on, I think, the 4th of October. The bypass, which is badly needed, has been given to allow traffic to move freely between the Northwest and Belfast. Again, that has been put right back. So the Northwest generally, which of course is not just about Derry City, it's about Donegal, it's about rural Derry, has been well and truly shafted on all counts.